Nolte, far-left New York Times refuses to inform readers alleged ice hockey shooter was transsexual. By John Nolte on February 17, 2026. The far-left New York Times is as good as spreading disinformation by refusing to report that the alleged Rhode Island ice hockey shooter was a transsexual. Although the Times story is nearly 800 words long, and five so-called reporters were needed, this obvious attempt to keep its readers ignorant of a vital fact is something beyond ham-handed. This is as close as the Times is willing to come. I don't link disinformation. At a later news conference on Monday night, Chief Gonsalves said that the shooter's birth name was Robert Dorgan, born in 1969. She added that the person also went by the name Roberta Esposito, but did not provide further explanation. This is an outrageous and desperate lie of omission that the far-left Times is required to commit because the tail wags the dog over there. The tail is the Times subscriber base, which is made up mostly of intolerant leftists who will cancel their subscription should the Times begin to report truths that make them in any way uncomfortable. New York Times readers 1, don't want to be exposed to anything that makes them uncomfortable. 2, do not want facts published that go against leftist narratives. And 3, do not want the Times to publish any truth that might hurt the leftist cause. Years ago, 56-year-old Robert Dorgan began to identify as a woman. In 2020, he went so far as to report his new gender to the North Providence Police Department. While doing so, he claimed that his father-in-law threatened to have him murdered by an Asian street gang if he did not move out of the residence, per the Telegraph. Side question, what's a 52-year-old man doing living with his father-in-law or in a residence owned by him? The ludicrous Times had plenty of space to report on this. A mural on the side of the arena where the shooting happened celebrates the growth of the American textile industry, which started in earnest in Pawtucket. But not this rather pertinent information. According to authorities, during a Monday night high school hockey game, this former husband, father, and man who called himself Roberta reportedly killed two of his family members, shot three others, and then killed himself. Robert Dorgan not only called himself Roberta and identified as a big, ugly chick, he also used the last name Esposito. So, he apparently identified a big, ugly, Hispanic chick. Is that allowed? Robert's wife divorced him in 2021. The police believe the transsexual's targeted shooting was motivated by a family dispute. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.